Chicken Bay came into our family through our son Mark, who loves chicken legs. And when we were on the beach in Norfolk and Sheringham, he found chicken legs, not the actual chicken leg, because he lost it. But that, for me, just sort of strikes a bit of a chord, because I love stones, I love rocks, I love geology, I love geography. And something about having a stone in your hand really, to me, makes a connection with a creator God. Because in that stone is the whole of creation. God made that. In all its infinite and intimate detail. Now what I wanted to do this morning was actually pass my stone around. It's got a name. We'll talk about the name a little bit later on. So I want you to think about that. Now I'm not going to pass this one around because it's a little bit on the heavy side. I don't want any broken toes. So I'm going to pass this one around, a smaller version. As you pass it around, just feel it and have a think about it. It might strike some chords for you. And at the end I'll ask you, what's the name of my stone? So, this morning, we're going to have a focus on Nehemiah and focus on our new building. We had a long session with PCC and the building team on Thursday night. We went around the whole of the building. The same building project, our new building. We just looked at all the various aspects that are contained within this whole building thing. So today is a day where we can refresh and relaunch the whole of our building. Because a lot of things have happened. You can see that there is the building. The design has not changed. What has changed is the way we are going to put it together. Now we did have a visit from our patron, David Lang, the Lord Lieutenant of the County, back in the summer last year. And he said to us, it's a bit expensive to go on one hit. We want you, or advise you, to break it down into two phases. And we've done that. Building has not changed. What we're doing is looking at the whole shell, that's our first bit, and kitting out a couple of rooms. The toilets, the secondary hall, the nursery crèche, and the foyer, and the secondary hall, to get ourselves started. That's phase one. Phase two will be finishing the rest a little bit later on down the road when the fun comes in. So this morning I've given you several bits of paper. I love chopping down trees. You know, some might say I'm not very eco-friendly, but it has to be done. Right, the first one I'd like just to say, have a read through, is a lot of the intimate detail of the building is to be found in the latest project update. Some of the things that have happened over the last year we've written into here. It'll spark some questions, which is great. Come and talk to us. We'd love to talk to you. We always like to talk. At the very bottom, in red, you will see our Twitter feed. Our Twitter feed, yay! And two Facebook pages, our own internal closed group and the wider group that everybody else looks at. And we've got our Building Fund website. As from today, I should be putting up some updates following this meeting. I have already updated it with a lot of information. All the stuff that we've done over the last year, 18 months, 2 years, I've actually uploaded on the website. Lots of reading, like reading stuff in bed late at night, and have a problem with insomnia. This is where we go. There's a lot of stuff in there. There's also some really good stuff in terms of our prayer material. A very key part of what we want to do here in our new building is to pray and just to seek God for all that's happening. The second leaflet is the glossy brochure. Now this falls out of what David Lang has asked us to do, and that's to relaunch what we're doing. So we've relaunched our project brochure, which is quite a large publication. We've slimmed it down to the bare essentials. The reason we've done this is this is for the grant-making trust that we're writing to. So they've got something which is easy to read and summarises what we're doing. Not primarily for us, really, although you've all got a copy and other people read it and you'll have it by you when you pray. The next piece of paper I want to talk to you about is our fundraising plan, which is a green sheet. Now, the green fundraising plan, again, is a document which is going to go out to our funders, the grant-making trusts, which tells them how we are intending to raise our funds, what we're doing. It's not really for us, although there's a bit here I want you to just follow me on. So here is what we're intending to do. Take it away, have a read. On the back of the green sheet, you will see a table, and this is what we're asking our fundraising trusts to do. We're asking them to pledge £1,000 or multiples of £1,000. So we're looking for 1,600 pledges of £1,000, starting with one pledge of £500,000. Maybe somebody out there that just has £500,000 they want to give us. Possibly not, but you never know. We serve Almighty God. For us, there may well be people here today who say, well, actually, I'd like to pledge. You might want to pledge that £500,000. Yay! Possibly not. But you might want to consider maybe £1,000. You probably might not have got £1,000. £50, £10. Whatever you feel is something you want to rise to, the opportunity is there. And just so happens, I have a piece of paper where you can write any pledge that you wish to give. There's also the opportunity for you to join the monthly building fund giving scheme. Some may not have joined it yet, but please, if that's something you want to do, fill it in. But don't give it to me or to Melvin, pass it through to Jem, because Jem handles all that stuff on our behalf. I think it's fair to say we're entering a time of great excitement and challenge around our new building. We're coming up to a time when we've said between May of this year and May of next year, we want to see £1,600,000 coming in to get our new building started. I find that a tad scary. You know, £1,600,000, that's an awful lot of cash. God bless a mighty God. And when you look back, you'll see it in the leaflets, you'll see that God has been with us all down the journey thus far. And I think that's remarkable. Every time that we've had to come to spend, whatever it was, the architect or something to do with the building, actual stuff on the ground, we've always had the money to be able to. We've never had to go, can't do it, it's there. I think that's absolutely fantastic how God has been with us all the way. So, please, look at the website, read the papers, pray. Whatever you don't do around the building, make sure you pray. We pray every Tuesday morning for most weeks of the year. Small group of us meet at Phil and Mary's usually, and we pray. We've had some fantastic times just praying and asking God to help. We pray not just for the building, we pray for other things, other people, other situations. Prayer